Well, now, if a guest is about to leave and you go get his coat, you'd say, hand it to him, say, here, I've
enjoyed the evening.
Or I've
having you.
You've gone to get his coat, you'd say, here, I've. Just as you go to hand them your coat, you go in to bring the coat, and you come back and say,
here,
here's
your coat, go home.
Yeah, or here, I've. I brought you your coat, or?
Yeah, I brought your coat to you, yeah.
Now, if someone's about the same size as you, and you tried on his coat, you'd say, well, his coat, you're talking about later, you'd say, his coat?
About the same size as mine.
Or if you're talking about the fit, you'd say, his coat?
This coat will fit me very
nicely. Uh-huh. Or if you're talking about it as something that has already happened, you say, I tried on his coat, and it
fit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you got on a brand new outfit, you were talking about a suit. If you got a brand new outfit, you'd say, "Well, I went down and bought me a
new suit."
Okay.
Uh huh.
And if you see a boy with a lot of things in his pockets, how do you speak of that? The boy's pockets
are stuffed.
Stuffed.
I would say. Or pockets are full.
Ever use another word there? They're so full that they
bulged out. They are bulged.
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now this part of a shirt here,
the collar.
Okay. And if it gets too tight, you'd say, well, that collar
is a little too tight around my neck, and I'm gonna stretch it a little bit.
Right. Now I washed it and it
shrunk.
Okay. Now a small container, I guess, for coins. I don't know whether men carry them so much anymore or not. Women, of course, carry them.
A coin purse.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And something that you'd wear, not a wristwatch, but an ornament on the wrist.
Identification band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or band or what? Another word that's sometimes used for that. If it's ornamental, you'd say a woman had a nice pair of
bracelet.
Okay. And if you're talking about a bracelet and you wanted somebody to go ahead and try it, you say, here, go ahead and
slip it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or put it on.
Yeah, either way.
If you were wanted to protect yourself from the rain, you'd take along this device.
Rain. Oh, umbrella. Yeah.
Now,
shower stick.
Pardon?
Shower stick.
Shower stick, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what are some of the names that you've heard and have used for different kinds of bed coverings?
Bed coverings?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is like a sheet,
uh-huh.
Blankets, quilts.
Now, what's a quilt like in your, or has it been like? Now, I suppose your mother quilted.
Yeah, a quilt was usually they put on the base of the quilt would be first, but I don't know what material they used on it.
Uh-huh.
And then they would put a layer of cotton in that, then another plain piece of material, and then they'd go through, I believe, and take a needle and tie little knots in that, what they call tacking it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would cut out all kinds of colored material and they would make quilt blocks. And then they would sew these together in such a way that when they quilted them or put them on this base that they had made, it would form a very nice design in the quilt. Yeah.
Well, now, was a quilt ever called anything else?